You are putting whole attention into him so much so you forget altogether yourself. You develop receptivity. He will speak to you as one does outside. Those who have seen all the white light or red light, just put in the whole attention continuously, that will grow bright and burst. Those who have seen bright light, that will grow further bright and burst. Master form will come up after that. Those who have seen golden light, in that always master form comes up. Those who have seen sky, they must be outer stars. Those who have seen stars, they must be outer big star. And put in a whole attention to it, that will open, you cross it. Those who have seen moon, just look into it, that will burst in pieces, you will cross it. Further, master form may come up. Those who have seen flashes of light, any kind, I am looking at you, my hand passes. The hand may pass up, but you should continue looking constantly without break. That flash will stay, and when that stays, you look into the middle of it, that will grow bright and burst. So this is, those who have not seen, maybe some of you. Again, may repeat for their information, during the day they may have another sitting of your own self. That is, sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. There should be no tension in any part of the body. Once you sit, don't change, please. Let your posture be still. Close your eyes, don't think of the world outside. Also, don't pay any attention to what is going on in the body below. Fix your whole attention into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. Look continuously, intently, minded to find out what is in there. Don't visualize anything, don't premeditate anything. Repeat the names mentally, one by one at intervals. You'll see that light will come up. When you find light, just look into the middle, that will grow bright and burst. Further, way will be up. You see master form, love your whole attention to him, he'll speak to you as one does outside. This is for future guidance, please. Masters come from time to time. They simply address you, not as the label you are carrying, or Hindus, Mohammedan, Christians, or anybody. No, they say, oh man, oh soul, they address the soul or man. Tell them, and look here, whom you have to meet, the way up leads only when you rise above body consciousness. Why are you stuck out in the physical body frame? This is a prison house. How can you rise above it? That without your attention from all outside, fix your gaze into the middle of darkness lying in front of you. That will give you a way further up, that will lead to light. Why are we are stuck fast in man's body and the world outside? That is due to the fact that you have stuck friendship with the mind. Instead of having friendship with God, we are stuck friendship with mind, and mind is leading us away into the outward enjoyments through the outward outgoing faculties. So he says, you must leave the company of the mind. But the question remains, how? How can you leave the company of the mind? Of course, it is a fact. The mind takes strength from the soul, from you. Outgoing faculties also take strength from you. But how to break the friendship of the mind? Because then you go to some master who will tell you how to do it. You know what you are told to do now? It is the attention of the soul, outward expression of soul, which is enables mind outgoing faculty to work. They say we draw your attention from outside. When you withdraw your attention, outgoing faculties cannot work. So withdraw your attention and fix into the middle of the doctrine lying in front of you. Concentrate your whole attention there. Then when that is whole attention there, the body will be numbed. Your eyes, you see what is that. And there they give you a contact with the light of God and sound principle of God. So this man body, you see, is only a temporary period given to you. Of course, it is a golden opportunity to enable you to rise above body consciousness, know yourself, open the single eye within you to see the light of God. Out of this man, my body will be taken away from you. Won't last long. The same one man gave certain palace or stone, gave to some poor man, well, take of you and make as much gold as you can. There is a stone called paras. When it is contacted with iron or any metal, that turns it into gold. So he was very fortunate. Then he said, he went out to the market and found iron, what is the rate of iron, how it is now being sold. So he came to know the iron has become dearer now. It was less, now more money is wanted for that. All right, let us wait, let the rate go down. Then another week he went, again the prices have risen high. Again he waited for another week. So like that 3-4 weeks he waited, and the price of the metal was going high and high. The time did come that the man who gave him that metal, that palace, he came and ordered, please return. It is months already. So this is an example to show that we are fortunate to have met with some master who has opened your inner eye to see the light of God. This is golden palace that unites you with God. But if you're dilly-dallying or only procrastinating, we'll do tomorrow, day after, let the occasion arise, let such and such circumstances be met with, then I will see to that. What it leads you? Procrastination is the thief of time. Time and tide waits for no man. And in the meantime, time comes when you have to leave the body. So body is not always with you, that will be taken away. So you have to make the best use of it. While in the body, what it is that keeps you controlled in the body and the outside world, that is, mind is under the control of outgoing faculties. Moreover, it works through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, through the mouth and the skin. So always you have something attached here, somewhat there, so result is something attaching, sometimes just that is taken away from you, you feel all no bliss whatsoever. So there's a way up, and that to open the 10th door at the back of the eyes, which the master tell you how to do it, how to open the single eye within you to see the light of God. Then you will enjoy, you will find the way back to God, which leads to light. That is why all masters say, well, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. The master tell us, and have belief in the words of the master, because he has seen, he can give you some demonstration to see there is light within you. Before coming to your master, you are not very definitely sure whether there is light within or not. We are practically, as in the terminology of the saints, called blind. When he gives us a sitting, we get some light, some more, others less, as you had just now. About 33 saw master's form, 46 saw strong sunlight, 96 saw red light or purple light, 43 saw strong moon, 108 saw ordinary white light, and 116 saw golden light or pale light. 101 saw sky, 115 saw stars, 20 of you saw big star, 2 crossed it, and 20 of you saw moon, and 2 crossed it. So this is the most important subject which we have ignored so far. We have given food to the body outside, to the intellect also. We have become physically and intellectually strong, not like anything. But what does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? And this man body is a golden opportunity you have been offered to make the best use of it. And what is that? To withdraw your attention from all outside and the body below and know yourself, who you are, what you are. Which is that power which is controlling you in the body, which is pervading all creation. So, man body is a golden opportunity which you can do with the proper guidance of some master or someone whom grace of God is descending. So this is the true water of life, by having which all thirsts of any kind are satisfied. This is the bread of life with the food of the soul. Soul is conscious, and the bread of the soul is come in contact with God, who is conscious of all light. So make it a point, though they have been put on the way, they should not delay. You see, do not put up till tomorrow what you can do today. And that is from day to day, regular practice by regular practice, before it is too late, and we have to also leave the body.